This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 4. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. It says there, "That is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me all your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, mourning. Let your remorse tear at your hearts and not your garments." End of quote. The prophet Joel says the natural calamities illustrates a far greater judgment from God in the near future. A recent locust plague had devastated the land of Israel. He says cutting locusts finished eating all the crops. Then appeared the swarming locusts that ingested what was left. And then came the hopping locusts and the striping locusts. The prophet warns the horrible plague of the locusts, and the natural calamities are insignificant compared to the coming day of severe judgment. Joel chapter 1 verse 15 says this, "The day of the Lord is near, the day when destruction comes from the Almighty. How terrible that day will be." End of quote. In the light of this, God is calling his people to repent over their sins. The prophet is addressing those who do injustice and wickedness with no signs of repentance. He calls the drunkards to weep and wail. The day of God's judgment is near. In our today's daily insight, the Lord declares, "Turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief. Instead, tear your hearts. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and he is filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish." End of quote. Beloved, did you notice our Lord God is eager to relent his judgments if people repent and come to him? How many times did God talk to us through natural calamities and other incidents? The flooding in Asia is an example. "Has anything like this happened in your days or in your parents' days?" the word of the Lord asks. "How about the school shootings? What can you expect when people and nations forsake God and live in rebellion against his moral laws? Now is the time for fasting, weeping, and mourning. Now is the time to tear the hearts. Do not just tear your garments as the ancient Jews did when they were filled with grief and sadness. Instead, break hearts in the presence of the Lord." How long God gave us to turn to him? If you do not heed, more vigorous and intolerable judgment is in store. The prophet talks about the coming day of the Lord when he will repay the wickedness of people. On that day, people will cry to the mountains and the rocks to fall on them so that they can hide from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. "Great is the day of the wrath that is coming, and who is able to stand?" Revelation 6:16-17. So you see that question, "Great is the day of the wrath that is coming, and who is able to stand?" It demands an answer. The answer is, no one would be able to hold on that day if the blood of Jesus Christ does not cleanse them. If the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, does not cleanse them, they can't stand before the wrath of God. You see, Jesus took the wrath of God on our sins, on your sins, on his body, on that cross. You see, Jesus died for your sin and paid for your sins with his sinless and divine blood. It can cover you. It can help you. Is this not important to you, my dear? God loves you and gave his one and only begotten son for your sake. Come to him in repentance. Tear hearts in repentance and get saved today by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get rescued from the coming day of judgment. Would you pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I repent over my sins and wickedness and turn to you and plead for your mercy and forgiveness. Lord, I believe your Son Jesus Christ died in my place and rose again for all of my sins. I need to get cleansed. I need to be washed. Please forgive me. I accept Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please save me from the coming judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.